Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Time for a bonus. And we're bringing back one of our most popular teachers, Oren J. Sofer. He's the Buddhist teacher you heard talking about minimalism on Monday's episode. Oren has been practicing meditation for nearly a quarter century. He's a frequent guest on the show. And as mentioned, a very popular contributor to the 10% Happier app. And in this meditation, Oren helps us cultivate the crucial yet elusive ability to understand without judging and care without controlling. Here's Oren.
Hey, this is Oren. One meditation teacher defines mindfulness as the intention to understand rather than to judge. This is a key aspect of both meditation practice and communication. Our ability to come from curiosity and care, rather than our habitual tendencies to judge and control things, can make a world of difference in a conversation. So let's get started. Do whatever helps you to arrive. Relax into your sitting posture, letting the weight of your body begin to steady your attention in the present moment. For this practice, we'll explore the difference between these two ways of relating to our experience, our habit of judging, and the possibility of getting curious, of having a genuine intention to understand. Go ahead and allow your attention to begin to settle with the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. If breathing is uncomfortable or challenging for you in any way, just choose a different anchor to pay attention to. Take some time to be with your anchor. If you notice that your mind has wandered, gently let go and bring your attention back to your breathing. Remember, noticing that your mind has wandered is a good thing. It means the practice is working. As we sit, pay particular attention to when your mind reacts to anything, liking or disliking what happens. If you feel something unpleasant, do you resist? Do you pull away? When you feel something pleasant, what happens? Do you lean forward inside or try to hold on? Each time you notice this reactivity, this judging, get curious. What would it be like to cultivate an intention to understand rather than to judge? A genuine intention to understand is one of the most powerful and transformative ingredients in contemplative practice and in dialogue. As you go through your day, I invite you to see what it's like to carry this intention forward. What's the effect on your conversations, on your relationships, when you come from curiosity and care, from this genuine intention to understand? Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead and let your eyes open. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks again to Oren. We hope you enjoyed this meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I could have kept going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to go check out the 10% Happier app, where you'll find this very same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. Your subscription cost directly supports our many, many wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching the life-changing skills of mindfulness and compassion. And we'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode with the delightful Kyra Jewel Lingo, who's got a tool for helping you keep your relationships on the rails. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.